Ayah orok-orok Nuju disebut Anna.
There is a girl named Anna.
Anna gaduh seueur baju.
Anna has a lot of clothes.
Mane hoyong bong stilis.
She wants to look stylish.
Anna muka si wardrobena saprakpo.
Anna opens her wardrobe every day.
Manha mendakan seueur kemeja anu warna-warni.
She finds many colorful shirts.
Anna bogoh ka baju sareng calanana.
Anna loves her dresses and pants.
Manha resep pikeun milih sareng nyampur.
She likes to mix and match.
Anna nyobakeun kombinasi nubda.
Anna tries different combinations.
Mane lempang nuansa cang.
She loves bright colors.
Anna mutuskeun naon anu kedah dipak.
Anna decides what to wear.
Manha nyobian mak bajuna.
She tries on her outfits.
Anna ngarasa happy sareng pakeana.
Anna feels happy with her clothes.
Maneuh ka sakola.
She is ready for school.
Anna bres ka sakola unggal isuk.
Anna goes to school every morning.
Ansu Ati mangrupikeun paman Man Balngora.
Ansu Fati is a young football player.
Anjeun Man kanggo Barcelona.
He plays for Barcelona.
Ansu bogoh keur klubna, tapi maneh teu bagja.
Ansu loves his club, but he is unhappy.
He hayang manggih ka bagjaan.
He wants to find happiness.
Ansu ngimpi ngeunaan Man di tim anu leuwih alus.
Ansu dreams of playing in a better team.
Manha hoyong ngalih ka klub anu sans.
He wants to move to another club.
Manha mikirin ieu teu pilihan anu bener.
He thinks this is the right choice.
Dia hoyong jadi bagja jeung sukses.
He wants to be happy and successful.
Ansu yakinin anjeuna tiasa ngalakukeun ta.
Ansu believes he can do it.
Manha hoyong petualangan anyar.
He wants a new adventure.
Ansu siap pikeun masa depan.
Ansu is ready for the future.
Klub Jet Set mangrupikeun hiji tempat anu hirup di Santo Domingo.
The Jet Set Club was once a lively place in Santo Domingo.
Jalma-jalma datang saban akhir minggu pikeun joget sareng nikmati musik.
People came every weekend to dance and enjoy the music.
Tapi, hiji peuting sadayana robah.
However, one night everything changed.
Hiji kacilakaan anu gorm lumangsung di klub.
A terrible accident happened at the club.
Atap rubuh dadakan, nyieun pikasieunan.
The roof collapsed suddenly, causing panic.
Loba jalma nu cager di tragedi.
Many people were hurt in the tragedy.
Urang nelepon pikeun bantosan sareng gancang nyalametkeunana.
We called for help and rushed to save them.
Posalajengnah sepisan.
The days after were very difficult.
Kuring nyang harehui ulin babaturan loba peuting eta.
I lost many friends that night.
Pamarentah mimiti nyandak panalungtikan langsung.
The authorities began an investigation immediately.
Kota oge nugela ngadoh dina korban.
The whole city mourned for the victims.
Abdi bakal salawasna apal hasil wengi anu tragis.
I will always remember that tragic night.
Tragedi Jet Set moal henteu hilap.
The Jet Set tragedy will not be forgotten.
Dina di masyarakat modern, ayanat nyebarkeun alat digital ngabogan 11 dua arah.
In modern society, the omnipresence of digital devices has become a double-edged sword.
Dina hiji sisi, teknologi ningkatkeun komunikasi sareng akses ka informasi.
On one hand, technology enhances communication and access to information.
Nanging, eta og nyumbang kana fenomena anu disebut technostress.
However, it also contributes to a phenomenon known as technostress.
Istilah ieu ngagambarkeun stres anu disababkeun ku konektivitas tetep anu dipenta ku piranti kami.
This term represents the stress induced by the constant connectivity demanded by our devices.
Seueur individu ngalaporkeun ngarasa kabingungan sareng kalemahan kusabab tekanan anu terus-terusan ieu.
Many individuals report feeling overwhelmed and anxious due to this relentless pressure.
Pikeun ngalawan teknostres, penting pikeun netepkeun wates antara kahirupan pribadi sareng karya.
To combat technostress, it is crucial to establish boundaries between personal and work life.
Prak saperti detox digital jeung waktos bas alat nu dijadwalkeun tiasa ngalengitkeun gejala technostress.
Practices such as digital detoxes and scheduled device-free time can alleviate symptoms of technostress.
Akhirna, ngarti implikasi tina adat digital urang penting keur ngajaga kasatan mental.
Ultimately, understanding the implications of our digital habits is vital for maintaining mental well-being.
Mereolusi individu ku ilmu ngeunaan teknostres tiasa nuju ka interaksi digital anu langkung sat.
Empowering individuals with knowledge about technostress can lead to healthier digital interactions.
Dina-dina nu dikuasai ku peradaan ilmiah, para ilsul menyanghare kapatarosan jero ngeunaan siat realita.
In an age dominated by scientific advancement, philosophers grapple with profound questions regarding the nature of reality.
Patarosan ieu ngagali kumaha teori ilmiah ngebentuk pamahaman urang ngeunaan jagat.
These inquiries delve into how scientific theories shape our understanding of the universe.
Iloso ngudag masalah tina mekanika kuantum, nanya perkawis asumsi dasar.
Philosophers ponder the implications of quantum mechanics, questioning fundamental assumptions.
Ieu mimpin ka obrolan beunghar ngeunaan kausalitas jeung determinisme.
This leads to a rich discourse about causality and determinism.
Eksplorasi ieu mah ngasilkeun panghargaan anu langkung jero pikeun dasar ilsaati anu ngatur panalungtikan ilmiah.
The exploration of these themes yields a deeper appreciation for the philosophical underpinnings that govern scientific inquiry.
Ilsaat teh ngadamel hentengan saukur janten batur sains, tapi salaku lensa kritis ngaliwatan mana urang nalungtik prasangka kami.
Philosophy thus serves not merely as a companion to science, but as a critical lens through which we examine our assumptions.
Nalika paradigma ilmiah robah, sok sanajan okudu ngembangkeun perspektif kami.
As scientific paradigms shift, so too must our perspectives evolve.
Akhirna, usaha pikeun lemu ngalibetkeun dua disiplin, ngajelaskeun jero usaha kogniti urang.
Ultimately, the quest for knowledge intertwines both disciplines, revealing the depths of our cognitive endeavors.
Hiji bengi cang, kelompok babaturan ngumpul di imah Sarah.
One sunny afternoon, a group of friends gathered at Sarah's house to talk about their lives.
Maranen ngebahas jadwal padet maranehna sareng kumaha kasatan maranehna parantos robi.
They had been discussing their busy schedules and how unhealthy they had become.
Tiba jena nyarita supaya mariksa kabiasan tuang sat bareng.
Suddenly, Jenna suggested they explore healthy eating habits together.
Anjeuna satuseurna geus katempona sababna merkami ka arah peyawos anu leutik.
The others were intrigued and agreed to join her on a small journey of discovery.
Aranjeuna mutuskeun pikeun mimiti sareng parobahan basajan dina rutinitas sarapan.
They decided to start with a simple change in their breakfast routine.
Saeuna tiis lina gula, aranjeuna milih oat kalawan buah.
Instead of sugary cereals, they opted for oatmeal topped with fruits.
Aranjeuna ngarasa leuwih energieut sarta siap pikeun ngarancang dinten hareup.
They felt more energized and ready to tackle the day ahead.
Rasa reueus sareng kaputusan maranna, maranna ngarencanakeun peuting masak.
Feeling proud of their decision, they planned a cooking night.
Aranjeuna ngajajah resep anyar sareng ngabagi hasilna sareng silih.
They experimented with new recipes and shared their results with each other.
Sapanjang waktu, maranehna tumuh langkung yakin kana keterampilan masakna, sareng gumbira ngalaman perjalanan bareng.
Over time, they grew more confident in their cooking skills and enjoyed the journey together.
Dina akhir, maranna nyadar indahar saat lain ngan saukur hiji tren, tapi hiji parobahan gaya hirup.
In the end, they realized that healthy eating was not just a trend, but a lifestyle change.